All right, this is Mike's with Mike's Bears preview week 5.
Yay, go Bears.
Ooh, everybody sounds just so fucking thrilled right now.
I bet you people are listening still and everything, too. Yeah. So what are we, one and three?
We're doing a little bit better than I thought, but I still hold fast my prediction of 3-13.
I mean, when you ask most Bears fans, I mean, what do you think? How many games do you think we'd win out of the first four?
Oh, the first four? I was hoping to get one.
Yeah, so we got kind of what we were thinking we would get, hopefully.
I was surprised by the Steelers win.
Yeah.
Because, and the only reason the Bears won that game was because the Steelers came.
Because they didn't come out of the locker room, damn it.
I posted on the Facebook page. They said they looked like a bunch of lobotomized toddlers with their full loading their pull-ups out there. I mean, they were just fucking awful.
Yeah, they looked bad.
It was a battle of who was going to be worse is really what it was. And somehow the Bears managed to not be worse, even though they were bad.
Refs didn't help out either. That Cohen was a touchdown.
Yeah.
I thought so. Oh, well. Jordan punched it in.
Yeah.
So Glennon's gone. Thank God. The guy's fucking awful.
Mitchapalooza starts Monday night.
Hell yeah.
My prediction was true.
Yeah? You said that, huh? Did you look back and look at that for sure?
I'm almost positive it was four games. I think I said four games and he was out.
You've been pretty right on so far.
It was a perfect spot for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's the natural progression you see with a lot of teams. You know, they give them the benefit of the doubt for a few games and then they'll throw them to the wolves. And
yeah.
Oh, it'll be interesting Monday night. Mike Zimmer's got a good defense usually.
Yeah. The Vikings defense, no joke. So we'll see what they. I think they'll simplify the game plan for him. I mean,
that whole NFC North, I mean, really is a pretty competitive division if you look at it. It's just the Bears.
You don't count the Bears.
Well, no. I'm saying other than the Bears, are really the laughing stock of the NFC North. I mean, they're like the.
Is Bradford playing?
They haven't announced it yet.
Okay, that could be a. A plus for our injured defense. You said Willie Young's out for the year now?
Yeah.
So that's so we won't have Freeman. We won't have Trevathan for suspension. We won't have Young. Didn't we lose
the Pekowski guy?
Is he out too?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So we got Christian Jones and some other guy I don't know? Awesome.
You'll need the roster for... to look at on
yeah, no
Monday
kidding.
Night.
No kidding. I'm going to have to buy a damn program. Probably only about $15, $20 these days.
No, they give you that nice Mike Glennon card, and on the back is the roster.
Mike Glennon card. That'll be a collector's
item. We got that
item.
This week.
Yeah, I definitely did not take that. I looked at it and was like, get fucked. You guys got toilet paper, right? So, yeah, I'm good. Don't need this.
Hey, he handed off well against Pittsburgh.
You know what? He's got a good handoff.
He did.
When he's not fumbling the snap, he's got a good handoff.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can hand off right. You can hand off left.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
It was.
Can you hand off on a shotgun?
I don't know. He's got to catch a snap first.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
But to his defense, we've had a couple centers.
Yeah. Issues. Yeah, that's true.
But.
I don't want to come to his defense.
Me neither, really, but...
No, he's straight trash. Like, his longest pass of the year went straight into the hands of Packers, so...
Yeah. I don't want to defend him.
No, we don't have to anymore. No one has to. You know, and I don't think anybody, if Mitch doesn't, which is very, very well possible, that Mitch is not going to look that great. I mean, let's face it, he's young, but if no one's going to be calling for Glennon, be like, hey, put Glennon back in.
But here's the thing is, you can't expect him to come in. He's coming into a shitstorm already.
Terrible. It's terrible. With all the injuries, and it wasn't that good to start out with, so.
Yeah. You got a subpar team that had a even more subpar quarterback, and now you're going to throw in your prospect of who's going to be your future. Yeah. That's still, like I said, that's still the thing that pisses me off is the amount that they paid for that clown, man. I
could have kept Hoyer for like $2-3 million. Hoyer's a better quarterback.
That doesn't bother me as much. I mean, you don't build your team through free agency, so spending what were they going to do with the other 12 or 13 million? Probably put it.
Depth on defense.
Get some secondary. That would have been nice.
Hindsight being 2020, a shitload of linebackers.
But who do you sign up for? I mean, what free agents have actually ever worked in the NFL?
Nah, very few.
Drew Brees is one that comes to mind.
Just proven guys that add depth. Even if they're fucking good special team players and they have to step up because of, I don't know.
But still, you're still paying them. You're paying them league minimum. Right. Blood and salary doesn't affect that. I don't
give out less guaranteed. I don't know if they have to give out so much guaranteed. I don't know.
They gave out guaranteed, so it's all a one-year deal, pretty much.
Right. I understand that he's not going to be here next year. I get that part of the contract.
But the money part doesn't bother me. It's the talent evaluation that bothers me.
That plays into it. Yeah.
I think that's part of the same for me.
So yeah, but, I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's part of the money thing is where you're like, you know. You're looking for a quarterback, and you know you got a guy who's coming up. You know you're going to draft somebody, right? You know you're like, okay, we're gonna try to draft a quarterback, and then you go and you pick up this guy who was a second stringer, anyways, to boot, for $15 million.
Yeah. Very little playing experience.
Very little playing experience. When you could have just, I guess that's like the whole thing is like he wasn't good to begin with. He's not good now. You paid him a whole bunch of money. You could have got somebody for $2 million that would have been had the same effect.
You know
effect.
You're drafting a fucking quarterback. Just keep Hoyer.
Or keep Hoyer. And if you need a third string guy, then pick up some schlub.
Keep Barkley, too.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever. What's that combo going to cost us? $4 million, maybe?
You know.
And then could have had a shitload of linebackers.
And then
everybody
just
needs a shitload of linebackers.
And then just run the ball.
We'd have a shitload of mediocre linebackers, and we'd be complaining, why did they pay this much for that linebacker?
Right. Like, probably.
Free agent doesn't... Spending money in free agency generally doesn't work in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, Drew Brees, Julius Peppers was good for the Bears. But other than that, I mean, I can't think of too many.
If you hold that very true, then he's had some decent drafts. I mean, I think I've liked a lot of his picks in the drafts. I mean, you can't complain about Cohen or Howard. I mean, thunder and lightning there.
No.
I mean, Floyd's looking a lot better. I don't know. He probably got handled during the Packers. I half-heartedly watched that shit after, 14-0. I was just looking for fantasy points. I was rooting for Rodgers. Like, come on, fantasy team. Obviously, the Bears aren't going to come back. Now with this fucking shit show Glennon.
Yeah.
And their gang of horrible fucking receivers.
They could have spent the money on a receiver.
Yeah,
they
could have
spent the money on Alshon.
They could have, yeah. You know.
But he's hurt again, I think.
Yeah, I was fine with Alshon being gone. I had no problem
with
that.
Yeah, that was
He's good when he's on the field. That's the problem with Alshon. I haven't seen what he's been doing, and who gives a shit, Philly?
NFL...
I don't give a shit about Philly this week.
It's hard.
Cool, but...
It's hard to really make an investment in somebody and then know that they're going to be there, like, every game because of how many injuries there are anymore in the NFL. I mean, anymore, if you think your team's going to be healthy all season long, well, you got...
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
the Packers had, both their first two running backs go out?
Yeah, yeah.
They beat the hell out of the Bears with a third-string running back.
What'd you think about that Devontae Adams hit, or that Trevathan hit on Adams?
I don't know.
You think it was dirty?
I don't think it was dirty.
No, I don't think it was dirty either.
What if he spins out of that?
Exactly, that's what I said. If he spins out of that, runs for a touchdown or 15, 20 more yards, then everybody's bitching at Trevathan for not... wrapping his ass up.
That's one of my beefing points with the NFL in general is a lot of this shit where it's like, they'll say late hit or they'll say, like roughing somebody or, roughing the passer or roughing the kicker or whatever it is. Because you see a lot of times where these guys come barreling in, and you got a 280-pound guy or,
you're supposed to stop your momentum.
A 310-pound lineman who's coming in barrels and... The minute he lets go of the ball, you got this 300-pound lineman barreling in. That guy's not going to stop. He's not going to be able to move any which way.
No.
And he hits the guy. They might as well just make it flag football at a certain point with the way they call some of this
shit.
It will be eventually. Because
you're wait just, till the CTE starts coming out. And
yeah. I see too many times. especially, started especially about 10 years ago when all that shit started. And you're just like... God damn, man. The guy couldn't... There's no possible way in hell he could have gotten out of the way.
I don't want to see a guy get hurt, obviously.
Oh, no, no.
I get what they're doing, but they're just doing it... I don't know.
But football's this.
I don't think you can expect
tackles.
To keep people safe.
Football's about tackling. And
they don't get to tackle. They don't get to practice tackling anymore.
And if you don't... So, if you're going to limit the...
It's just...
the hard part about it, too, is you get these... linebackers or DBs coming at somebody and the receiver ducks.
Right.
They have a target spot, middle of the body, and he ducks, and then they're... That's kind of what happened to that Davante Adams. Yeah. He did lower... I mean, I think it was suspendable because the guy...
Right.
He hit him pretty good. But
now, if he would pop back up...
I don't think it was a dirty hit.
No, it wasn't dirty. He has no history of being a dirty player.
It's still tackle football.
Yeah. So. And when you try to sit here and say, well, in this situation, it's this kind of hit, in this situation, it's that, but yet you're telling these guys to collide into each other, it's like...
Yeah.
Really? You gotta draw the line somewhere and just either... In my book, get rid of tackling and make it flag football, or get rid of some of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because when these guys go out there, they're not stupid. They know they could get hurt.
Right.
They know they could. I mean,
you know what? When the guys go to the fucking mill, they know they can get fucking hurt.
Or like, you know, a race car driver, you know, a NASCAR driver, he knows he can get into an accident. I mean, but he still goes out there.
They get paid lots of dollars. Paid
lots of money to do it, exactly.
So, I don't know. Obviously, no one wants to see anybody get hurt. Except that one lady back in Green Bay, Mike Brown went down.
Yeah.
classy bitch.
Yeah, you told her that too.
That was hilarious. Well, who cheers when someone's down? That's fucked up. Although I was kind of like, I jumped out of my seat after that Davante Adams hit. Then when he didn't get back up, I just, you know, just sat back down. Like, oh, yeah, okay. Guess that was a really
Well, yeah, hit. You see something that's a big hit, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a great hit. And then you're like, yeah, and then... You're like, oh, shit, they're hurt. And like, then you're like, no.
Well, up until 2 or 3 years ago, ESPN had that jacked up segment. And they sell pictures, they sell photos and stuff of people getting crushed. Like
right, trading hits. Cards yeah. And, you know, fucking it's all the rest.
It's all a big...
all a big business.
Money-making ploy, yep.
That's why anyone wants to talk about black or white with the national anthem thing. Like, it's all about green.
It's exactly. All about green.
It's all that matters. It's all that matters to them. So what do you think our chances are this week?
Not sure. I think we have a good shot. I mean, Minnesota's not playing well.
Good shot.
So Minnesota's beatable.
Monday night at home.
Trubisky could light it up, man. I think if the receivers, you're going to see stepped up performance because I don't think that they, I think they were kind of sick of Glennon too.
I think this is going to
be sick of themselves as well.
I think it's going to be one of those games where if the Bears can keep it short and consistent, you know,
I want to see him throw a fucking bomb or two as well.
Yeah, but I'd rather I wouldn't mind seeing that here in a few weeks or whatever it is.
Gunslinger. Who cares if he goes out, gets intercepted, and fucking gets some bumps? You know, he's going to need that experience.
He's going to need it, but I just think right off the bat, I think they should try to get him into it. If they want to build him, if they want to mature this guy and make him their quarterback, I think if they put him on a progression of some sorts rather than throwing him out there to the wolves and telling him to throw, you know, 20, 30-yard passes every, you know, seventh set of downs or whatever it is and then all of a sudden he's getting intercepted to hell, and then he's getting crushed in the backfield because then he's going for that 30-yard pass, and he's standing back there and gets mugged every time. It's just,
you know. They won't run that kind of game plan with him. I mean,
no, that's what I'm saying.
The best quarterback in the league, they wouldn't run him.
Don't, but, I mean, he just.
Wide-open game plan like that.
I just think they should keep him on some short passes.
They're going to run as much as they can, but run the shit out of it.
Just run the shit out of it, yeah. Run 40 times.
That would be great. If we can run it 40 times, that's probably a recipe for success.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we can actually pull off 40 rushes, unless that's all we freaking do.
And then it depends on the defense, too.
It's not looking good.
Is Bradford going to be back or not? There's a question right there.
I think it's a winnable game. I think we probably drop it by a margin of about 6 points.
I think they keep it close. I think it could be like a 17-14 game or you know, 2017 or some shit like that. You know?
We'll see a shootout. Yeah. Sam Bradford Trubisky shootout.
It ain't gonna be.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to see it. I'm not gonna bet on it, but it'd be fun to watch. So I'm gonna say an L officially. Probably an L.
Yeah.
By 6.
Yeah. Not that I want to be pessimistic, but yeah, I'm gonna say a loss.
I'm going with a W.
W?
Yeah.
Win by touchdown.
Win by 4.
Win by 3. Win by 4.
24-20. It's hard to predict field goals, though, with the Bears. That's one of the things.
Ooh, that they... Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, some lack of points there. Shanking field goals.
I happened to watch, what was that, the Thursday night game? Made me kind of like Connor Barth a little bit after watching Folk kick. Did you happen to see him kick at all?
No.
Dude, he was just so fucking far off on all his kicks. Like, oh, my God, this guy's fucking horrible. And then he had one from, like, 30-something. Like, surely he'll get this one. Nope. Wow, Connor Barth don't look so bad now.
That's something they could have spent. I mean, they could have kept Robbie Gould.
Yeah.
I have a big issue with that. I think John Fox.
I think everybody did. I mean, everybody was a little bit upset with Gould because he's been so goddamn consistent, but that doesn't mean you dump him, you know?
I just thought, well, kickers, whatever. We'll find another one. Well,
right.
We haven't found one yet. They brought back the kicker they cut this week to try out, the Aguayo guy.
Here's the thing, too, is that if your team is not very good, like you don't have like an offense that's high powered that's going to be throwing it down the field and stuff like that. What's one thing that you do want?
We've always had a good kicker.
That's going to be your point scorer. I mean, look at how many years the number one point scorer on the Bears was the kicker.
Right. Even Edinger wasn't bad. He couldn't kick the ball that deep, but he was pretty accurate.
You know, I think a lot of it's going down to I think what we're going to see a lot of, and I think the. Even with, you know, when we're drafting guys and we're picking up guys and it's the same shit over and over again and over and over again, is really barreling back down to Ryan Pace and John Fox.
We'll see.
You know.
I'm done with Fox, but.
I mean, you know, Ryan Pace kind of reminds me. Who was the guy before Ryan Pace? So what was his name?
Phil Emery.
You know. He made some good draft picks, but for the most part, when it came to... No, he made a couple. That's why I'm saying a few here and there.
Kyle Long was good.
You know, yeah, right. Like I said, so he had a couple good picks.
Shane McClellan, not so good.
But...
I think Kyle Long was a reach. You know, could have got him later. It's really... Well, they know more than we do, so he was on somebody else's radar, or else we wouldn't have fucking took him, because obviously we like him. But.
Yeah, well, you know, Kyle Long, like I said, he's just... His health situation, too... He's pretty banged up. Like, I mean, he's got the shoulder problem and what is it, the ankle problem or whatever, all on the one side. To you know,
it's not great, but
and it's kind of like, is this going to be a reoccurring thing where he's going to be out six games a year for you know this stuff?
I don't think so.
No, he planned to have it all fixed this offseason, but he got an infection or something, lost a ton of weight because one of the surgeries. He would have had them both done. This year, I think, or the soft season.
We're not that thin on the line. We're still good on the O-line, right?
I don't know what the heck they got going on.
I know. I'm just half hearted. I don't care. I don't know Josh why we do Sitton. A Bears podcast anymore.
Josh Sitton. I don't know if he's... you never know if he's going to play.
Right.
Well, they've had... Everybody's played in different positions.
Yeah.
Cody Whitehair has played... three different positions.
Yeah, they've had to shift that line because then one guy goes down, they shift a guy over, you know. They're bringing a guy from the outside and the inside, a guy from the inside to the outside, and, you know, you're just like, one guy who's normally on the right side is on the left side.
But.
You know, they're just, I, you know, I.
Well, you still holding true with the 4-12, or did you say 3?
I started the season saying 4-12, and I lowered it to 3-13.
3-13.
And I'm still holding.
I'm still going with 6.
6 wins.
3-13.
Yeah.
I'll take five wins still. As much as I want Trubisky to be successful, I really do. I want the Bears to have something to hang their hat on and say, this is a good building block for the future. At the same time, I'm... not optimistic it's going to be this year's the future by any stretch of the means.
And if he doesn't work out.
I just don't want them to be stupid with him and blow him up. That's it. I guess that's my big thing. It's like you drafted this guy really high. Be smart with him and don't blow him up.
He's a football player. Let him go play football.
Yeah, I agree. Most times you draft somebody, if you don't think he's ready to play, then you probably drafted the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's not ready to play. I just don't want them to, like, I don't know. Because between college and pro, it's a different game. It's a different game. And I don't know. I kind of like, you know, like how Green Bay usually did their stuff with their quarterbacks. They'd make their guys sit a year or two or whatever I'm not a Green Bay fan by any stretch of the means, but I respect the fact like they've been able to produce good quarterbacks by, you know, having this method to their madness type of thing, you know.
But the big difference there, the big difference there is they had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why Aaron Rodgers sat out.
Right.
We had Mike Glennon. That's why Trubisky sat out. That's apples and oranges to me.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, a lot of players, Peyton Manning played, Troy Aikman played.
Yeah.
Look at Deshaun Watson. I mean, they say Trubisky's a better athlete than Deshaun Watson.
Go out and play well, go out and suck. I don't care. Go out and just get some experience. Yep. This season's a fucking wash. I mean,
oh, it is a wash, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. We thank you, Don. We got anything else to say about the Bears?
I have one thing. This is the last thing that we have in Chicago sports as sports fans. We've never seen a franchise quarterback. We've seen the Cubs win the World Series. We've seen the Sox win the World Series.
Yeah.
Blackhawks. We've seen the Bears win the World Series, or win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've seen everything but a franchise quarterback in Chicago.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's...
Well, they had one back in the 40s, didn't they? What was his name?
Sid Luckman. But we've never seen it.
That was pre-NFL days, though.
Color photos of that guy. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, that's something we've never had, and you know what? We might have it. Who knows?
Yeah. But then again, we've drafted guys before, so we'll...
We got a shot.
We'll see what happens, you know. Because what was it, back in 05 or whatever it was when we drafted... the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Grossman,
you know. He's going to be the franchise guy, and then he ended up being a exploder. And
hey, he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's true, but that was more defense than anything.
Special teams.
Yeah, defense and special teams. Your defense and special teams are scoring more than your offense.
The whole way.
Yeah.
So. Well, let's hopefully we have that franchise quarterback.
All right.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, fine. We'll see.
We'll see soon enough. Mitchapalooza starts Monday.
Knock on for Micah. We'll have something. So. All right, that's it. Take it easy.
Later, Frogers.
Goodbye.